Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Burns and Gambo talk Suns Timberwolves now.
Fatima, many times in the past, it's always a very engaging, entertaining conversation with when we do. Antonio Daniels, NBA host of the Give and Go show on Sirius XM NBA Radio, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show. Antonio, we got some real issues with our basketball team. You want to help us sort through them? You got a few minutes on your plate here. What do you think? You want to help us figure this out? What do you got?
Yeah, I got a few minutes. I'm going to head over to Game 2 and call the New Orleans Pelicans Oklahoma City game. But yeah, I definitely got a couple minutes because it's an 8:30 start. It's a late start.
All right.
Definitely got some time. What's up, fellas?
Let's start with point guard. All year long, the Suns' philosophy was we want to keep the ball in our playmakers' hands. We want Booker and Beal and Durant to initiate the offense, to always have the ball in their hands. So they did not have a traditional point guard. The pressure defense Minnesota is throwing at these guys is killing the Suns. They can't handle the pressure defensively. How much is this team missing a point guard right now?
Well, I think the postseason, for me, it exposes a lot. Because you can get away with certain things in a regular season that you can't get away with in the postseason. You know, in a regular season, you may have a game like this against Minnesota, but then you may play Charlotte on Wednesday, and then play, you know, Portland on Friday. So then nobody's talking about it. But now things become exposed. I'm going to tell you what my issue has been with the Phoenix Suns all year long.
Okay,
please. Since they acquired Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker together. If you go back and you look throughout the course of history of big threes, I have said this on my SiriusXM show numerous times. There has to be a role definition. There has to be a Batman, there has to be a Robin, and there has to be an Alfred. There has to be. There's no way around it. So you look at the Miami Heat when they had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. The first year they didn't win at all. They didn't win at all until Dwayne Wade said, you know what, LeBron James, you go ahead and be number one, I'll be number two, Chris Bosh, you be number three. So the question I would ask you guys is, who is the definite number one for the Phoenix Suns? Not who you think it is, but who they think it is in the way that they play.
Durant.
I think it flip-flops between Devin Booker and Kevin Durant.
There you go. And that's my problem.
I think it flip-flops.
That's my problem. There can be no flip-flop. You have to know that this is the guy we are going with. This is our number one option. This is our number two option. This is our number three option. As far as the point guard goes, I understand the thought process behind it. I do. Because you look at today's NBA, how many traditional point guards are there? Traditional point guards in today's NBA are like traditional big men.
10.
You probably got maybe. Say how many?
I would think 10. Well, they're playing against one right now in Mike Conley.
Agreed. That's one. Chris Paul's one. Tyus Jones is one. You can count. I think you have less than 10. And by point guard, I mean not by skill set, but by mindset. Because point guard to me is not a skill set. It's a mindset. It's the way you think the game. A guy that's going in and knows how to put the pieces of the puzzle where they need to be for this team to be successful.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry still plays a good point guard. I mean, Drew Holiday, like they're out there.
Not a traditional point, though. Drew Holiday's not a traditional point guard.
But he thinks the game well, but his basketball IQ is very, very high.
For sure, but there's a difference between having a high basketball IQ and thinking like a traditional point guard. Because today's NBA is full of lead guards. It's full of lead guards. And the difference with lead guards and point guards is lead guards think score. Point guards think time, score, situation, what's needed, and when it's needed.
Yeah.
And that's what the Phoenix Suns do not have. Because Devin Booker's a scorer by nature. Kevin Durant's a scorer by nature. Bradley Beal's a scorer by nature. Eric Gordon is a shooter and scorer by nature.
Okay, but you were a point. You were a point guard. You were a point guard.
Correct.
You knew how to handle pressure defense a lot better than a two guard does, and that's my point in this. Is Minnesota's got a? They're not just Rudy Gobert. Their perimeter defenders with Ant,
correct,
with Conley, with McDaniels, with Walker, with Naz when he governed. Their pressure is killing Booker and Beal. You were a point guard. You would know how to handle that pressure. I'm not seeing Booker and Beal adapting to that pressure in this series.
Because you know what? They've never had to handle that pressure. Think Bradley Beal has always played alongside John Wall. and Devin Booker for the past couple of years. When they ran to the finals, you had Chris Paul. So you had someone that was accustomed to handling that pressure that wasn't named Devin Booker or Bradley Beal. Yeah. Here's my thing. And I feel like in the playoffs, what happens is the physicality increases, right? The physicality is a lot more physical in the postseason. That's why you see a lot of teams not even coming close to 100, where in the beginning of the season, teams are scoring 200 points in a game. That's a completely different conversation. But I feel like sometimes you have to simplify the offense in the postseason. Because if you have Devin Booker and you have Bradley Beal and you have Kevin Durant out there fighting pressure, you are in Jaden McDaniels, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and Ant Manzarina. How do you put those guys, the good point of attack defenders that you just referenced for the Minnesota Timberwolves, in Devin Booker's arena? How do you put them in Kevin Durant's arena? How do you put them in Bradley Beal's arena? I feel like sometimes in the postseason, you have to simplify your offense. And I know what it says. Sometimes you got to cut your playbook down. Let me cut my playbook down a little bit. Let me put – we used to have plays, drop two, drop three. Where you come down, you drop the ball to Kevin Durant 10 feet from the rim. Now, Jaden McDaniels is in his arena. Drop the ball to Bradley Beal 10 feet from the arena. I mean, from the rim. Right. Now they're in Bradley Beal's arena. But if you've got guys out there fighting pressure, that goes against what those guys have always had to do. You're asking guys to be and do something that they're not.
Antonio, before you leave us, Antonio Daniels from SiriusXM NBA Radio, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Leave us with this because we're down to about a minute left here, and then you've obviously got a game to call for the Pelicans. Is there a path for the Suns to get back in this series?
Yes.
Okay, where? What is it? Show it to me.
Yes. See, here's the thing about the playoffs for me. There's always an overreaction to one or two games. So think about the conversation we're having now. If Minnesota goes to Phoenix and gets blown out two games, now we're having a different conversation for game five that we're not having after game two. You're going home. Minnesota did what they were supposed to do. So the challenge this time of the year is to not overreact. Because I can tell you this, Phoenix Suns all year on certain nights have looked like they can win NBA championships. And on other nights, looked like they couldn't beat the Charlotte Hornets. If that NBA championship Phoenix Suns team comes out for the next two games, we're having a different conversation after game four, and that puts a different set of pressure on the Minnesota Timberwolves for game five.
Antonio,
that's what we're hoping for.
That is what we are hoping for. We might not, some of us might not believe in it more than others around here, but that is what we are hoping for. Antonio, we appreciate the time and the candid conversation as always. Thanks for coming on for a few, okay?
For sure. I appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Antonio.